The Bert Show.
Big Mike here. Listen to this and see if you got a message here that we didn't. Because we had Big Mike on yesterday. It was after the show and we're talking to him. Mm-hmm. And Wendy really wants to hang out with Casey mm-hmm. James.
Right.
And that might happen next week.
Because next week we're going to be in LA mm-hmm. for American mm-hmm. Idol. And the way it works is we're kind of part of a press junket. And so a lot of the old American Idolists who did not make it to the finals on this season, plus idolists from past seasons, will be there mingling, and we can sit down with them one-on-one. But if they are part of the finalists, if they're one of the last two, they're still going to be rehearsing, still going to be off-limits, so we won't get to see them unless it's a big press conference, kind of scenario the night of the finals. So what we need is for Casey James and Wendy to be one-on-one, mm-hmm. face-to-face, because Wendy's got a big old crush on him and want to see if we can make something happen, mm-hmm. but he actually needs to be voted off tonight in order for that to happen.
We'll all get up and leave the table. Like, it'll just be Wendy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I told her yesterday, she's solo on this. Well, we may not even be there. Just maybe you and him one-on-one.
Yeah.
We'll light some candles.
Well, I would have liked the wing men and women.
No, dude, this is I'll big
time. This is not a group date. This is one-on-one.
How old is that Casey James guy? Because I know you're kind of pedo when it comes to your boys.
He is 29.
Okay, so that's
older.
Old for you.
Mm-hmm. Older.
So I think what we do is we have to bring a bottle of wine. Like, keep a bottle of wine in a picnic basket, some cheese and crackers. As soon as he comes over, light two candles, two glasses of wine.
What is wrong? No.
As long as he gets voted out creepy. Tonight, though.
Toss a condom on the table and off you go.
No, that's creepy.
You're on your own.
No.
So we ask him about it, and he gets a little weird. I don't know if, like, he's starting to, if he wants to give us more information on Casey, and he's trying to figure out exactly in his mind what would be cool and what's not, but he's hiding something.
I have a theory on this. We'll talk about it after the interview.
Okay. So this was Big Mike on The Bert Show yesterday, later in the show.
Big Mike.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
How you guys doing?
Great. Hey. How are you?
Excellent.
You are on in Atlanta.
Oh, beautiful. I love the ATL.
Thank you. And thank you for not saying Hotlanta.
Yeah.
We're trying to shake ourselves from that.
But it is kind of hot down there.
Yeah, but you know what? You already passed the first test, so let's not even go there.
You saw the ATL. We're good.
Right.
We're good. We're like family now.
Yeah, I like Atlanta.
How you doing, man? How you feeling about this whole thing now?
Good, man. You know, I feel like I've done good work over the last 11 or so weeks or however long the competition's been going. And, you know, the ultimate goal is to have a career and get a chance to work as a musician full-time. And, you know, I think I'll get that opportunity. It's just how hard you're going to work to keep it.
You took a tremendous risk there, man. I remember in those first couple of rounds, you know, where there were some of us that are parents that were wondering, okay, did this guy make the right decision here? This is the birth of his first baby. Mm-hmm. He takes off for L.A. He's really, I mean, all chips are in on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Based on what you did, it paid off, right?
Yeah. You know what? I think you can never really – it's never really – worth it to miss, you know, the birth of your child, any child, and, you know, especially your first child, to miss anything with your children. But I wanted to really give my family the chance to be special. And, you know, I think going home and just giving up that opportunity, you know, would have been almost selfish because it's me who's hurt from missing it. And, you know, that hurt, only time will heal that hurt, but I think I've definitely done good by my family this year.
I think you definitely have, and I think you're kind of a father figure, or like probably more like a big brother figure to the rest of the cast.
Yeah,
I see
definitely.
You that way. Is that true? Like, did you feel like kind of the big brother for everybody there?
Yeah, that was like my role in the group. It was interesting. Family is like super, super important to me, and when you're going to be spending any amount of time with anybody, any significant amount of time, I really think you've got to see it as a family and see your roles in the family. And my role in it was like a big brother and, you know, to some almost like a dad slightly, just because I kept us in line and, I always wanted to make sure that we took notice of the fact that it could have been anybody there, but, you know, in the stadium, they could have easily look past any of us, and it's us who get to be in this position and get this opportunity right now. We cannot take it for granted and act like divas or whoever, you know. So, you know, it was important to me to, like, take care of those guys, and I feel so much love for all of them. I wish nobody had to leave every week, you know. I love this as a family, and I think it's going to be awesome being on tour this summer with the 10 of us.
How did you feel on being the only one that got saved by the judges?
You know, it was awesome, really, because, you know, I thought going into the season, I liked the idea of Sing for Your Life.
Yeah.
You tell me that I've got to sing right here, right now, for my life and the life of my family and the future of my family, and I get to choose my weapon, which is my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could do well in that situation. You know, and it just so happened, like, the way that it stacked up, that I got that chance to do that. And you know, I really think it speaks to your professionalism, the fact that your reputation around the crew and whatnot, that the judges would give you that chance, regardless of who's the people voting on the show, that they would see that in you as a professional, from professional to professional, that they want you still around. So it means a lot to me on that side. I always wanted to impress and be a mature adult in the situation who was ready to work and have a career.
Big Mike, we need to get some advice for you, but we need you to keep it on the down low for us.
What you got?
Wendy here. We're going to be out in L.A. for the finale of American Idol, and Wendy is just vibing on Casey bad,
mm-hmm.
right?
Hardcore.
There's going to be a time over the next couple of days where they are one-on-one, probably in a professional setting, but what we're hoping to do is get some inside information from you about him that, like, only someone in his inner circle would know, that she could sort of wow him with, like,
yeah.
a like or a passion that she could just throw out in casual conversation and be able to kind of hook him in.
Casey is an interesting dude. Casey and I were roommates for a bit.
Okay.
Some information on Casey.
Is he a morning person or a night person?
Casey's an interesting dude.
Oh, you're going to have to give us more on interesting.
Does that mean weird?
Is he weird?
Yeah.
Where's that giggle coming
right.
from?
Well, I'll say this. You want inside information on Casey that will wow him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Will wow you about him.
Something that she could say where he would go, like, he would think, whoa, I'm into that too. But he wouldn't know that she got the info from you.
I don't really know. I can't really tell you anything on that side. I can tell you that, I don't know if I should.
You should. When in doubt, do it. When in doubt, just go for it.
Oh.
Do it.
No, I can't do it.
Oh, you can't do that.
You got to be Wendy's wingman.
Unless he's got a girlfriend.
Casey has multiple girlfriends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And this was his roommate, so he's doing pretty well for himself.
Casey's all right. Casey is very much into his hair.
Okay.
All right, so maybe hit him on the Juvexin level or something.
Bring some my hair product.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Like, how long does it take him to get ready as far as his hair goes?
Casey takes the longest to get ready of any contestant
oh.
from the top 24 on.
That's funny.
It's unreal how long it takes him.
Okay, this is
good info.
This is
good.
It's
good info.
You need to be like, you know, I like Casey, a man.
Casey, now he's my buddy, but always late.
Okay.
It drove me nuts, and I'm not the only one, but it's because he was fixing his hair, though.
Okay. I mean,
All right.
This is good information.
That's something to go with right there. Good to go with. All right, man. Well, we're going to miss you on the show. I'm sure we're going to see you on finale night.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
We're all sort of bummed that you're not going to be in it, but we know you're going to kick butt, man.
Yeah, you know, life's going to be good, and, you know, my family is... It's amazing to have them with me throughout all this, and we're just going to keep moving forward, and the summer's going to be awesome, and, you know, it's great.
Cool, Big Mike. Thanks for the time, man.
Oh, thank you, guys. I'll see you next time.
See you in L.A. Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.